nowhere to. East Coast Radio.
Hey, happy Monday. It's Vic. We're here till 4 o'clock this afternoon trying to ease and shorten your work day. Lots coming up on the show this afternoon. I come with the money bags, 3,500 rands, courtesy of Albany. Also, those strange and unusual reasons about why you don't like where you live or why you would perhaps not move into a house because perhaps it's haunted or there's just bad vibes. Moving house is one of the hardest chores ever. I'm sure you can agree with me. It is something that I will not willingly do. But to my surprise, turns out that many people are putting their homes on the market because of the most bizarre, unusual reasons. From them thinking the house is perhaps haunted, to the glare on the TV screen. Also, they just don't like their neighbors, not really close to a bar, and their cat or dog may not like the house that they live in. Now, there are a couple of things that would put me off from moving into a house. We're saying, if I had to move into a place and if the neighbors kept things on their windowsill, like in the bathroom and in the kitchen, for instance, I don't want to see your bleach, I don't want to see your mouthwash, I don't want to see your toothbrush on the windowsill. People do that. It's apparently an aesthetic. That would put me off. I'm yet to meet an estate agent who will be honest with me and tell me if someone died in the house or if someone was murdered, because that's another thing that would put me off from living there. Or I would move out immediately if I saw a snake under my bed. And that's what we're asking you this afternoon, 061-792-9495. What is the most bizarre or unusual or perhaps even strange, call it what you like, thing that you don't like about where you live at a house? And right now we say hello to Tracy. Tracy is from property.co.za. Hi, Tracy. Tracy.
What happened there?
Okay, yes. You were back. So, Tracy, you're a real estate agent.
Correct.
Property.co.za. Can I ask you a question? If someone had to ask you if, let's say, they liked a house and someone died, would you be honest and tell them?
Yes, I would.
Why do you think that people are so scared of moving into a house because someone may have died there?
Okay, Vic, I've got a funny story about a client that decided to keep her haunted house.
Ooh.
It was a villa in Percy Osborne Road. Hmm. After the carpet layers ran out of the house screaming due to the ghostly footprints walking around in the thick pile.
And you
said the lady loved her house so much that my boss declined in passing this information into interested buyers, which were then sold 25 years ago.
And you're saying this person actually wanted to move into the house?
Yeah.
Wow.
She loved the ghost.
Wow. She loved the ghost. I mean, that must be one unusual circumstance. But I mean, I think many people would not want to move into a haunted house. I definitely would not want to move into a haunted house.
I must be honest. I like my furniture where it is.
Yes. Tracy, that's hilarious. What are the strange reasons that you've come across people not wanting to move or selling up their houses?
I've had a seller that wanted to put a house on the market because her ex-husband bought the house next door.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
And they got divorced and control issues.
That's bizarre. That is bizarre. Did he buy the house just to pee her off?
I'm not sure, but she promptly called me and asked me to put a house on the market.
I love it. Okay, Tracy, thank you so much. Tracy from property.co.za, sharing some bizarre stories behind why people would actually move out of their house. 061-792-9495.
Hi, I live in Empangeni, and it's a love-hate situation for me. We stay close to sugarcane farms, and whenever the sugarcane burns, you get that lovely signature KZN smell. But moments later, you have a million bits of pieces black snow. My kids call it KZN snow, but it makes everything black.
Oh.
But I love this place.
Isn't there a song?
Hi, it's Coach Radio and Vic. It's awesome having you on air with us today. It's Kerry from Peter Maddlesburg. What I don't like about where I live is that it's a flat and everyone's always in your business. Every time you leave the house, it's like you've got paparazzi all over waiting to like take your story and jot down notes. They always want to be knowing where you're going, what you're doing, who's visiting you. There's no privacy at all. And I think that's really important.
I'm that guy. As soon as I hear a noise outside, the gate open, a door open, I'm peeking through the window. I'm just that nosy neighbor.
Hi there. The thing that I don't like about where I live, the people upstairs, well, I live on the ground floor unit, the people upstairs keep on swearing at my dog. I don't think they like dogs, but every time the dog barks, be it when kids come to play with him or whatever the case is, the guys just go at the dog. I don't say anything because obviously we have to try and keep the peace because they're our neighbors. So yeah, and we've just recently moved there, so we can't really say much.
I'm getting the feeling that you're actually the bad neighbor and they don't like you because you've got the noisy dog.
Hearing people that died in that house, it's always good to speak to the neighbors and find out what really happened at a house before you could actually move into it. The history is important. There could be evil spirits or spooky things, and no, that would definitely put me off from moving into a house.
And that's your tip of the day. 061-792-9495. Hit us up.
Coast Radio.
What's up, East Coast? Gonna stay anonymous for this one, but I'm from the Bluff and I lived in a house, and after about 2 or 3 months staying there, I had found out that the previous tenant had hung himself in a tree outside, and it was pretty spooky. I never had any bad vibes from the house, but I have 2 kids and we had Easter egg hunts in the yard and around that tree, and after I had learned that someone hung himself, I went to the tree and I actually saw the extension cord wire that he had used to hang himself.
You're short. Have a lacquer day.
Tandoor to weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.